Good day, ladies and gents. Welcome to the Fairway Fit Golf Podcast, where two friends get together to talk about how we are trying to look good, feel good, and play good. Let's go.
All right, welcome back, Fairway Fit Golf fans. I've got Greg with us. This is Brad, of course, and we are back after about 10 days, 2 weeks.
Had a little bit of a break. Give or take, 10 days, probably.
We'll say 10 days. One of us got older. One of us is about to get older.
Sure.
Had a lot going on. Had some phone trouble. Had some freezer trouble. Had some life things just get in the way over last week. So we took a little bit of a break, but we are back. Greg, how we been? I know we talked, but how are things over there in South Riding?
Yeah, busy with kids stuff and work stuff and gearing up for wrestling season already. And
yeah, you are getting close.
Already been at tournaments last two weekends of off season tournaments. So on top of soccer for the kids and sneaking out to the course and playing 18 and sneaking out on the course in the morning playing 9. So. Yeah. Staying busy.
The nines have been going well. Yeah, I know the first one.
Except for one.
I know the first one didn't go, but that was the first time out. But the second one, you moved a handicap, and that's our goals. And so that's a positive thing.
Didn't move the handicap on Sunday, though. Sunday wasn't a great one. But
you know, I was looking back through a couple of our messages, and you shot, 88, right?
Yeah.
I mean, if 88's not moving your handicap, that's not necessarily a bad thing either.
I figured when I went out on Sunday, I hit the ball really well that week during the 9-hole round. Mm-hmm. I was like, all right, and I played the blues on the front nine that day. I was like, I'm going to play the whole course on blues. Cause I've been doing that metal type thing where it's a mixture between white and blue. I just happened to be out as a single and another guy joined me and I just kind of walked up to the blue tee box and, bless his heart, he didn't have any place to be on the blues, but he hit from the blues the entire time until luckily he only played 9, and then I kind of scooted off on my own for one, for the back 9.
Hey, we've all been there. We've all played tees we shouldn't been playing.
Plenty of times. What's crazy is, so I've talked about it before on here.
Yeah.
I have a tendency to play very well when there's a gallery.
Yeah.
And I was sitting on 12.
Okay.
That weird hole where if you hit it too far straight, you're going to be in the crap and it's a split fairway. And so I was on that hole. Guys were trying to wave me up earlier when I was chipping on to the green on the hole before. And I was like, you know what? I was like, I'm single. I was like, you know, just go ahead, go. Yeah. Lo and behold, I didn't realize they were playing a fivesome and they were out there just smoking and joking the entire time. So
enjoying the weather.
I'm waiting on the tee box and, you know, they get far enough ahead. So I'm like, all right, I hit my ball. I don't know. I'm sitting probably 160 out. I just hit I hit a 6-iron just to be sure that I wasn't going to be into that stuff. And had a good look at the green and they're all standing on the green on the outsides of it. And I was like, just kind of parked in the fairway. They waved me up.
Oh boy.
And so I was like, okay.
What's about 110, 120 wedge? I mean, it's not.
No, I was sitting about it was an 8-iron that I was hitting.
Oh really?
It was
Oh, so you were way back. Okay.
I basically laid way back just because the 5-iron had been coming off well, 6-iron, about 190, and I was playing back a T2. So basically, you know, I had 210 to the crap, and so I just hit a 6-iron and kind of laid back there. And so hit an 8-iron and basically precedent before my shot. They waved me through and I'm like, all right, I'll come up. And then I'm sitting there taking practice swings. They're not moving off the green.
They're just saying, come on.
Right. They're just saying, okay, I got a good eye. I'm going to go ahead and track this ball in the sky. Hit an 8-iron just about maybe 6 yards left of the pin. And I see the guy and he's just looking up, looking up, looking up. And I don't see him moving. And I'm like, he's going to move, isn't he? I was like, do I really get a call four when this guy waved me forward? Like, you're on the green, bro. And literally he takes one step left, hits his foot. The ball came down right on his foot. And luckily I didn't get a bad ricochet. It hit his foot and hopped off and just rolled a little bit.
But I mean, what did he say when you got up there?
I got up there and I was like, bro, did that hit you or did that hit like something right next to you? He goes, oh no, it hit my foot, but I'm good. I was just like,
but I'm good. I'm the one that didn't move. Watch the ball the whole way.
I'm like, all right, buddy. All right, that's fine. That's fine. And then, of course, one of the other guys decided to try and get my head when I putted, and was like, if you miss this, you're not straight. And I was like, well, tell you the truth, I've been lipping out all day. It might be from now on. And of course, I left it about one ball short from going in. He's like, I thought you had me on that one. Bunch of frat boys. It was good. And played the rest.
But yeah, so you were at least able to get out. I was kind of flying solo with some of the kids on the weekend. So trying to make up for some stuff that happened last week, just around the house and everything. So I did not get out. I haven't played in probably about a week. But the little guy,
that's a long time for you.
It is a long time, but the little guy's making it up for me. The other day, I think I was driving home on Monday and, he has church class, you know, in the evenings. And so of course, like he's running over to try to play a couple holes. Cause the course it's back to being closed on Monday. So you can kind of go out and walk, just no range, no restaurant or anything. And he came downstairs and, she texted me their conversation and she's like, hey, yeah, it's pretty warm outside. Why do you have pants on? He goes, Scotty Scheffler wears pants, so I got to be ready so when I'm on tour. So I was like, that's my little guy.
Players wear pants.
Yeah, he's locked in. He got another hand-me-down set this weekend that helps with swing speed. He's already about a good 20 yards longer off the tee. I learned a little bit about junior clubs, how they just are not made for distance. So if you do have any swing speed, it doesn't matter. Like the type of club. And so he's kind of moved up. He got these from Uncle Brian. Uncle Brian's basically feeding his whole bag. But we were over there. I was giving him his birthday present and, Tyler went down and slid in 18 at Royal Portrush as we were upstairs. And then, he did break 90 at Royal Portrush from the front tees.
Solid.
Well, remember it. The putting there is
how big, I was about to say, how big of a radius did he hit?
It's a mathematical putt equation. So it takes like the average of distances for putts. So you don't ever actually score like a five. You score like a 4.9 or a 5.7. And then obviously you add it up at the end and it usually just gets you right close to like whatever number you're shooting. So he ended up right at 90 and he was pretty stoked, but swing's looking good for him. So he's doing my playing for me right now. Just with baseball coaching and all the everything going on. Hopefully get out tomorrow and maybe something over the weekend. Really not sure quite yet. So, but yeah, we got a kind of a different episode for us today. One thing of our golf kind of on a, I don't want to say a stall or a decline, but you know, things have not been out so busy on the course. We've decided to bring the course to everybody. So what we're doing now, obviously we're located in Loudoun County, Northern Virginia. We're about 25 miles outside DC, 35 miles. I think you're about 25 miles. Obviously, I'm a little bit further outside DC. We actually have quite a few golf courses in our county that range privately and publicly, all price ranges. We actually, up to about 6 or 7 years ago, we had three more courses that actually just recently shut down over the past 7 years, 8 years. I mean,
I think Goose Creek's probably been about 10.
Oh,
12.
My gosh. Okay. So 10, and then obviously West Park. And then if we don't remember, Virginia National.
Yeah.
Also as well, too. Although it may have actually been in Clark County. Anyway, we'll just take credit for it because nobody in Clark County was playing. but anyway, so what we have done is that with really no standards, no criteria, we have come up with what we believe are some of the top holes in Loudoun County. Greg has put a list of about 18 to 20 holes together. I've put a list about 18 holes together. And we're going to do a two-part episode here. We're going to talk about our bottom half of the list today. And then next episode, hopefully everyone will join back with us as we will talk about the top part, where we'll get to some of our favorite holes in Loudon. I know for myself, I really tried to look at holes that when I know I'm going to go play those courses, the ones I can remember right off the bat. That was kind of my really only criteria. It didn't always have to be a beautiful hole or a hole that I couldn't wait to get on. But if we said Brambleton Regional Park, I was thinking of the holes, the few holes that had come to my mind right away. So
I took a different approach. Obviously, okay. Yes, the holes that I remember, but I also brought into like some cool design cues. And one of my top tier was risk reward.
Yeah, no, and I think those all came into play for myself too. But those are the ones you remember, right?
I mean,
the ones that have bunkers all down the side or water on a risk reward par five. You know, those are the ones that I was kind of coming to my hide. I did have to take some par fives off. I got a little par five happy at some times. And add some par threes.
I'm playing a par 72 because
one thing we did right before we got on here was add up our 18, and we wanted to at least try to be around the 72 number. And I think one of us was either right on it or one above it, which isn't bad. I just didn't want to come up to be like an 81, you know. It would be par 81 with
17 par five
and one par three.
Finish on a par three.
So let's go ahead and get it going. Great. Let's go ahead. We'll go back and forth here. You know, top of the list, obviously we're looking at the back nine, more of the 18 down to the hole number 10. And, you know, what do you got there for number 18? You know, Loudon County's top 20 holes.
Number 18, I'm going to start with Algonquian number 13. It's a par five.
Okay.
Interesting. Okay. Never a driver hole, but I always hit driver on it because I feel like I can cover more. It's one of those where it's a difficult tee shot where, you know, you got tee boxes, then you got a big grassy patch, knoll, creek that you gotta clear in order to get in the fairway. You have woods on your left and you have kind of some trees and then another hole on your right. So you kind of got one bailout area, but yep. At the same time, it's just a cool little layout. It's a little tight off the tee. It makes me think of like professional type courses where you have like a tight tee shot for the first 60 yards, then it opens up. Okay. That's going to be my number 18.
I don't dislike it. I did say to myself, it's going to be funny how many holes you're going to remind me that I forgot. And hopefully holes that I remind you that maybe you forgot as well too. But before we go, dude, I had to show you. I was looking for a pen because I was going to write yours down. I wanted to show you what I got for my birthday. Bring it in the screen here. It's a nice little pen holder. These are all little pens that I get to use for my office. So
they're putters and they're actual pens that are clubs.
Yeah. So I take the driver out, got a pin on the bottom.
Solid.
Yeah. I thought it was kind of cool. So it's always interesting to see what the kids give, right? So
better than a pair of socks.
Although I need some socks right now. So, all right. So my number 18, and we are going with a par four, which is rare. I am going with Raspberry Falls. Hole number 3. And if you remember, this is the hole where the tee shot is just way, 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 way up into the woods, where everyone tries to see how far they can hit driver, and then we usually pull it left.
The tee ball just seems like it's in the air for 10 seconds.
Goes forever. So it's a par 4. You know,
I have that on my list as well.
Oh, okay. So we'll leave that on there. Gary Player Design over there at Raspberry Falls. I think it's kind of an overrated course for Loudon County, although it does have some really good hole designs. Mm-hmm. It just never matches the price tag. I mean, when you're pushing the $150, $60, I always think I'm looking for a little better conditions.
Yeah, but the FCA Cree Golf Tournament, perfect for it.
Yeah, perfect. Perfect. I would agree. So, all right. So I had hole number 3. I think it's a solid hole. I actually got a couple raspberries in here, even though we don't play that course very much.
I do as well. I will go to Brambleton.
Oh,
all right. Number five, the par four that you have to ring the bell. It's
okay.
It's a extreme dog leg left. It's basically like a probably a 170 to 180 yard tee ball, yep. And then a probably 120 wedge at most. But I always that's one of those holes that when I get to, I always know that like I should be able to score on this hole.
Yeah, should. And I feel like at the huge green.
Oh, I've had plenty of.
And I'm one of the ones that like to be on the wrong side of the green. If the pin's right, I'm way left.
Yeah.
If the pin's left, I'm way right. One hole that I've always said, if I ever got a chance to play a scramble, I would go for it. And I have done it one time. I didn't hit the green, but one of my playing partners was able to hit the green off the tee on that.
On five?
On five. You actually have to be careful you don't hit the people on the sixth tee because it goes almost right over their head.
Or you got to throw it. You got to sling it around that corner.
Yeah, no, you go straight at it. Like you slinging it would be really tough. But yeah, it's crazy when on the bird's eye view, you can do it. I've only played one scramble there ever, and I didn't hit it. I was left, but somebody was able to do it. So, all right. So that's a solid one. That's a different one. That's very unique, spotty golf. You know, don't have many Brambletons. So, all right. So I'm going to another course I don't play a lot, 1757.
Oh, you know what? I totally forgot about that course.
Oh, there's a couple quirky ones there. So
there
I'm
is.
Going
there is.
On
there's some nice ones there.
Hole number nine.
Okay.
Hole number nine puts you way back on the tee. It's a par five. Pretty decent landing area for the five, but the water runs all the way
down the right side.
Down the right side of the green. So there is a little bit of a risk reward. You can definitely bail out left and be over by the cart path, which I've done many times, and I've also been in the water many times. But par five, I think it plays about 500 yards, so it's a pretty doable go get one. A David Heatwell design. Don't know. Just
did your research.
Interesting fact. But yeah, try to avoid the bunkers off the tee ball. But pretty good risk reward one there too. Kind of a good. It's not really by the clubhouse for number nine, but obviously it's headed back to the clubhouse for the turn.
Got. All right, my next one, I'm going to jump on another par five. Number eight on the Norman course of Lansdowne. I believe this course, even from the blues, plays 610 yards. And this is like the start, I think, no, it's the middle of the longest stretch of golf holes, I believe. Considering that's it's a dead straight,
yeah,
par
five.
Is
it? Wasn't that originally though the last four holes, and then they moved it to the front? Okay,
right.
Okay, all right. I'm still with you here. All right.
So right before the par three over the water, that's super long as well. But basically, I think like a dead straight, super long par five, just grip it and rip it as far as you possibly can, and then probably grab a three hybrid or something and grip it, rip it as far as you can to try and get there.
Yeah, back tees. I think you're right. There's like four holes that equal a mile or something like that. And that's a big one. That's a big one.
It's like it's 640, I think, from the back tees and 610 from the blue.
All right. I got a couple of Norman. I don't have that one. That's a good one. I do remember it. The straight ones usually get me. Those are always the hard ones.
And that's the thing is, and it's a pretty wide fairway. And as we've talked about in previous things, I struggle with those, but it's just fun to actually have a dead straight, like long, let me just go ahead and just rip a driver as far as I can.
All right. Pretty solid. All right. So what we're on 16. I'm going to a course you've got to play recently. I have not played it in a very long time. Trump National Golf Course, formerly known as, what was it called? It was
Lowe's Island.
I think I've played it more when it was Lowe's Island than it was Trump. Hole number 11. It's a par three. Green that slopes away from the tee box, but it's very difficult to get up and down if you don't miss the green. So it kind of plays a little bit downhill.
Championship course or
championship course?
Okay.
Championship course. Plays pretty big from the backs. I think the backs is the one where it plays almost like that 250 number. But for Mars, it's about a 180, 200 tee box. So difficult green, just beautiful views because it looks towards the river there. So It was one of my three.
Is that the one with the flag in the background?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I got you now.
No. So it's not by the water, but it like everything looks out towards the water. So, but yeah, had to throw a par three in there. So, you know, obviously the views are important.
All right. I will jump to, this is on, you might get mad at me. It's at,
where are we at?
The bottom tier of my, but just because it's a super fun kind of quirky hole, not really crazy, but just the layout of it gets you in your head. Number two at Stoneleigh.
Yeah.
Number two, just because one, it's kind of fun to always throw a wedge up there and just hope that it catches the bowl and somehow goes in. And you know, be like, oh, hopefully the pin's right in the middle of the bowl and it just swirls all the way down in. But basically, you know, I don't think I've ever really put it super close on that. I think the closest I've been is maybe like a 4 or 5 footer on that on that hole. But it's just a fun uphill par four that, you know, it makes it look like you want to hit driver. You don't want to hit driver though.
No. No. So I had this on my list and then it got moved to the honorable mention.
Fair enough.
And then it got moved.
You play it all the time.
If I didn't play it all the time, I get it. Cause that was one, when I asked Brian, my brother holes, he said that one in a heartbeat. And I'm just like, yeah, I guess people who don't play it, but you know, I'm a walker.
It's not your home course.
Yeah. I'm a walker. And you know, my routine is obviously I have to pause after the first shot. When I get up there, I take a drink, lower the heart rate. And then it's like, it's in like, all right, hit a good shot and then walk up more of that hill. Yeah. So, but no, it is.
When are they putting like people movers on the cart pass up there?
New carts are in the mix. So hopefully that's.
Ooh, okay. That's good. Because I'm not going to lie, your carts are subpar.
Oh, no, they're worse than subpar. They really are. They really are. My little guy said he's seen them. I just have not been over there and I haven't heard.
What color are they?
Navy blue, last I heard.
Oh,
so they've been demoing quite a few over the last a couple of weeks. The one that I heard they had rated highest was navy blue. So that's kind of what I'm picturing they're going to be in. But no, tough hole, demanding hole. I'm with you. If I wasn't playing it 70% of my golf rounds, I probably would have had that on there. I do have a couple from Stoneleigh, but not that. the walk gets me a little bit. So, but I'm going to throw one from your home course. Going to South Riding.
Okay.
Headed out to South Riding. And, you know, sometimes I do think this is a little bit of an underrated golf course. It's usually in pretty good shape. I know it had a stretch where the bunkers weren't fixed for like 2 years, but
yeah.
It's a pretty good Loudoun County public golf course. It really is. And so I didn't want to do anything too quirky, but I love this ball coming in. I think it's a scoreable hole. Hole number 9.
Okay. Right next to clubhouse.
Coming right back in. Used to be 18.
Awesome. It used to be 18.
Which it probably should be 18 again because of the overlook with the picnic area out there. But it plays anywhere between that 4 to 420 marker from the back. Plays alongside the parking lot. It's a slight dog leg. Although I think it more looks dog leg, I think it actually plays more straight. But I don't know, it's just a good little finishing hole that make a turn there on the front nine. But it's always a hole that I look forward to getting to because I think I can hit if I get off the tee well. Now I've been over by number one tee box as well too off the tee. But you get a good ball over there. It's a good little.
I put one off the scoreboard.
I've seen balls go into the parking lot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've definitely put one in the parking lot too. But there, I got a hold of one and it just stayed dead straight. And this was back when I faded the ball, stayed dead straight. Oh, and it took one hop, like somehow came underneath like the
overhang.
It's not a tent, but it's a covered patio.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Skipped on the concrete and all you heard was wham. And like, I literally, like, I did not want to go up there and get my ball.
That used to be my go-to parking side when I was started playing there. And I learned really quickly that you go to the other side.
Yes. I'd much rather park on the tee box of 10 than the flight zone of 9.
Yeah. So, but good hole. I mean, there's a couple good ones there. I mean, you could have gone even with 8, which is drivable right in front of it. And then I almost wanted to kind of parlay my own stretch where it was 8, 9, and 10, put them together, because I think 10 is actually a pretty hole too. I'd like to see maybe something more up by the green,
from the back tee boxes. Yeah. From whites, not so much. Reds, not so much.
Because it's a little bit of a carry off the tee, and then you can get it out by that cart path, and then maybe like one more giant bunker or something up by that green could really put that hole. Because
on the left side,
So because there is one on the right side, I believe.
Yeah,
been there many times. So
it's definitely a scoreable hole.
Yeah. So number 9, pretty solid. Huge green, front to back. It's always huge green running front to back or back to front, because it's got the little dip in the middle. But I don't know, good little hole there.
I'm gonna go back to Brambleton, number 12, the par 3 that's downhill over the pond. Mm-hmm. They usually have a little fountain there. That's all. And the green slopes back to front, so it's kind of fun where, you throw it in the back of the green, you're usually going to get some roll out down towards the hole, especially if it's a front pin placement. Also, not saying anything, but there might have been a night where we had like 75 balls hit off of that tee onto the green, maybe between 1 and 2 a.m. at one point. So it's some memorable moments there,
You know what? It's crazy.
Won't say who I was with or how we did it, but it might have happened.
I'm pretty sure I know exactly who you're with. One thing that's crazy about Brambleton is how I thought for the longest time growing up through high school, and even like when I started working, is how I used to think it was so much into the woods. It is right on the road. I mean, with all the new construction and new housing being built in, it is right there. And we play a lot of softball tournaments just to closer to the high school there. And there is like a cut through, and within 50 yards, you're standing on like number five,
par three.
Is it four?
One, two,
I think it's four. Three.
It's three.
Three is that part three. Like, right? Play straight down there. And I'm like, oh, I'm right there. And then I'm like, oh, let me back and watch a little bit and see how these guys hit. So it is right there. But good course for the dollar.
It's not getting as expensive as others, but it's getting up there still.
Yeah.
I will say that like I've looked at playing it just because it is a very scoreable course. And when I was looking to kind of try and lower it down and be like, maybe I want to go play somewhere where I can spray it a little bit and stay in play and recover. But it's still somewhere around $90 to $100 there. And I remember going there. That was kind of like where when my dad would play his like one round a year for Father's Day and take me and my brother out, like, when I was like probably 13, 14 years old, like that's where we would go, and we'd pay like 45, 50 bucks.
That was the like when I was started playing in my early 20s, and that was the place I always wanted to join, because you got rights to there, Algonquin, and then Pohick Bay, which is nowhere close, but it was worth like once or twice a year just to go there because you remember. I was like, man, that'd be so great to be playing there. And first round I ever broke 80 was at Brambleton. And my little guy won his first ever overall number one golf tournament at Brambleton this past summer. So kind of coincidence there and everything. And it's got some good holes. One that I think I had that I didn't end up putting on is like number 6, the hole right after the one you were talking about earlier.
Yeah.
Plays over. I think that's a good little hole, because you could take on the water pretty aggressively if you wanted to, but it's nice to get those little ones on there from, the courses we play the most. All right. So I'm headed to my home club. And I am back on the par 5 train, and I'm going to go in and put number 18, the finishing hole at Stone Lee. Once you get off the tee, it's a very picturesque hole. looking off in the distance, you got the mountain where number two is on, because you can see the flag from number two. It's a really good, demanding tee shot. The only thing I have, as much as it is, it actually would probably be a better par four than it would be a par five. But being a par five, it gives you that last extra chance there to, heck, make an eagle, which I've been able to do. But, you know, maybe make a birdie or an easy par. But very quickly, you can also get a couple back there to end.
True. Sure.
So, but, you know, I got up and down on my 72 round there this year. And it's just a good hole. You know, the clubhouse is right there in the evenings in the summer when people are out there. It's just, it's kind of fun. It's a good little setting right there for it. So I think it plays about 460, 470. It actually plays pretty much on the shorter side. Even from the back tee, there's a little bit of a carry, but it narrows up a little bit up there. But, you know, usually have about, I don't know, even shorter hitters will have probably no more than a five or a four iron into that, which, you know, you got a chance there to make something happen. So it's a decent little hole.
That what's funny was that was my next one.
Oh, no way.
But that's fine. I'm just popping a one off of my honorable mention, which is my home club, number 17. Once again, I said my biggest thing was risk reward. Number 17 is the, if you're smart, you just hit an iron off of the tee and you go straight out and, you know, basically put it in the fairway. And then you got a nice, probably if you hit, I think this Sunday, I think I hit a five iron and I had 90 yards in, just basically hit a dead straight and I had 90 yards in. Good look at the green. If you decide that you want to take it over the trees, it's like a, I think it's only like a 220 or 225 carry. I do know that the tree branch that I know is the line still stands. It hasn't fallen down in a windstorm or anything yet. So it's one of those things where whenever I get to that hole, if it's a bad round, I'm just saying screw it and going for it.
Yeah, I think I'm,
why not make it worse? But or just have a bright spot where I put one on the green. But then the big question is if I got a good round going, it's always like, can I make it?
What
better?
Do we do?
What do we do here? It's always that risk reward hole where it's fun. It's cool to play. And
all right. Crazy kind of off top, not off topic, but changing directions just a little bit. I'm thinking of 17. What number did you say before was the one at Brambleton? Five at Brambleton. You know, number nine at Stone Lee, you know, hard dog right left.
Yep.
Where in Loudoun is there the opposite direction where it's a hard dog leg right? I mean, we're talking like these are 90 degree turns. I mean, these are not your typical, you know, just casual dog leg. These are hard dog legs left. Where is there one to the right?
That's a really good question. Oh, 16 at Brambleton.
16 at Brambleton. Yeah, right when you drive in, right by the entrance.
Yep. Okay. And I guess that's probably not a 90 degree, but
no, but that's hard. That's, you can cut that's the corner. That number nine at Stoneleigh are probably very similar. I mean, but that one you can actually go for. I mean, nine at Stoneleigh you cannot go for.
No,
I guess the one at South Riding, because the tee box is a little elevated. South Riding is elevated. You can go for, and then the one at Brambleton, I guess you could go for. I mean, I know we talked about going for it, but that's really difficult.
Yeah, you're gonna that one. It's not going over the trees. It's bending it around the corner. Yeah.
I don't know. I was just thinking about that. I mean, where's
that's a good question.
Direction. I'm trying to picture Goose Creek. I mean, I feel like Goose Creek should have had one.
There's one at Algonquian. I want to say 18. Is it seven?
Yeah, but that's not, that seven's a good dog leg, but it's not like 90 degrees. It's kind of like 18 at Algonquin is to the right, but that's not, that's a par 90, five.
Yeah.
I don't know. I was just thinking, I mean, we talked about some really good left turning holes, not much given up to.
Well, I mean, I like to hit a draw off the tee.
I mean, with our left-handed friends, I mean,
I'm not gonna
turn it over.
Well, sorry about your bad luck, guy. You're standing on the wrong side of the ball.
I would agree. It always looks funny. Always looks funny. So, all right. So I'm going to one of the premier golf courses. I know I talked about Trump, and I guess this is right up there with Trump. I'm going to head to Creighton Farm, and I'm going to go ahead and go back to the par five, and I'm headed to their signature course. Their signature hole, hole number 18. It's the par five, classic risk-reward finisher with the water that sits right in front. Jack Nicklaus design, bunkers all down the fairway that are kind of in the first landing zone, and then they have to cover the water to get to the green on 18. So just, I mean, outside of the other one by his house, Jack Nicklaus's house, I mean, it's by far one of their best holes on that golf course. So
see, I remember, but don't remember much of it, just because I played that course, I think, only three times. And because I was racking my brain on that one too. I was like, I gotta get something on Creighton and whatnot. But there's a couple of courses where I haven't played them enough to like really ingrain myself in it. There's courses where if I went and played them right now, I'd be like, I remember this.
I think Creighton would be. I think you've played it one more time than I think. I've played it twice, but like Belmont, I played once, maybe 16 years ago. You know, sorry to Belmont, we don't have anything. I don't have anything on there from Belmont.
I don't have anything on Belmont. I don't have any 1757
Beacon Hill, which Creighton. Is one of our new golf courses in the area. I've never played there.
I will say it right now. If it upsets you that we don't have any of those holes on our course, why don't you go ahead and invite us out? Maybe we'll put them on there.
Yeah, definitely. We'll definitely be able to do this. We'll update this every year to see what comes in, what's playing well for us. So something that might fit our eye this year may not fit our eye next year. So, so we are back to you. I think it's your 11th hole.
I am going to go with Raspberry Falls, number 13, par 3. It's a shorter par 3, but it has a big old pop bunker right in front of the green that basically takes up a majority of the green. So it's one of those things where you either got to decide, like, if
13 or 14?
It's 13. All right. Pretty sure.
So nine, 10, beautiful hole. 11's the bomb par 5, right? The one that's like a mile. 4 is another par 4 down the hill. Or so 13's down the hill. I thought it was a par 4 down the hill.
No, that's 12.
That's 12. Okay, so 10, 11, 12. So this could be 13. Okay.
Yeah. So 13.
I have it as 14. So I have this later on. It'll be in part 2. But I think I may be wrong. I'm not saying I'm right. I can't remember what hole it's not. I'm
pretty positive. I might have screwed it up.
Actually called Satan's Foxhole.
Mm-hmm.
That is the name of the hole. And it is by far.
It's also nicknamed Motley's Revenge.
Who's Motley?
I'm guessing he was like a greenskeeper or something. I don't know. Okay. I didn't really look into it. It just basically was nicknamed Motley's Revenge as well.
Okay. That green is 120 feet wide.
Yeah, I mean, it's huge, but
and it almost plays like two separate greens, because if you go left, you have to carry like a mound, and hopefully you stay on that spot. But I mean, I have been 100 feet away. hey, Greg, I'm going to draw this one in. That one didn't draw. It left it straight. But yeah, I'll bring that one back up when we come on part two. But that is, that's one of the better par threes, I think. Because the bunker really does.
And it's a short one. It's not like it's because I think on the back nine there, the next par three we have is like a 205-yard par three.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it kind of evens it out on the back nine par threes. But, I mean, just that short par three, you figure, oh, I got a wedge perfectly. And then you try and feather one, or you try and blast one. And next thing you know, you're in trouble.
Yeah. No, that's a really good hole. That's one of Raspberry's finest. And then, you know, of Raspberry, I guess when you're going into the mountain, it plays half a club length long. If you're going away from the mountain, it's half a club length short. So, although I always get that backwards sometimes, but I'm not sure. Anyway, good hole. That's a good hole. That's definitely one that we have, I have on my list too. So, another hole that I don't love here, right? It's a finishing hole.
Oh, okay.
It is a hole that I don't think I've ever parred in my whole life. I'm going to say I have, but I don't remember the last time I parred it. Number 18 at the RTJ course in Lansdowne.
I have that on my list too.
Probably one of the hardest greens to get a good number on.
Mm-hmm.
I have hit
super uphill there. Shot.
Super uphill, but then the green slopes back to front. I mean, I have hit good shots and got up onto the green, and it's like, where's my ball? And it's back down the hill because it seems like it takes a lever to get to the front. So you're getting in the cart and you're rolling up, and then you go back and you're like, dude, I'm 10 yards down the hill. Like it doesn't even hold the green.
Where's your ball, dude? Dude, yeah. Where's my ball?
It is. I mean, and it seems like the ball mark's not that far from the flag.
Yeah.
But if you ever put a back pin there, I don't even know how you could see it from the tee box. But demanding tee shot. It's got the kind of the junk creek wise running up the left side. I mean, you actually have to take those bridges they have to get over. And then it has a bunker that could, if you go right on the fairway, that catch everything. Tough hole. It's not one I'm looking forward to playing, but it's one you know you got to be ready for, and it's coming. You're like, all right, I know it's coming up there to make sure that you finish on a strong note. So I think it plays between that 420 mark from the back tees.
Yeah.
Pretty tough to get up to that green, but, you know, it's a good finishing hole. I mean, it's one you're going to talk about when you're having a drink afterwards.
Oh, yeah.
So good hole. Not really good for spectators, but a good hole.
No, not at all.
No, I don't. Because whenever they do their club championship and all that stuff down there,
just a lot of carts out there.
Might be. All right, I think we're about down to should be our number 10 hole coming down the list here. Before we wrap up for a part one, but what do you have here?
I got Stone Lee number 7. I've had some baffling holes or scores on this hole before, but par 4 downhill looking over the beautiful Route 7 or Harry Bird Highway or whatever it's called now.
Route 7.
But I will go back to one of the things that makes this pretty awesome is just the fact of like your approach shot has to be pretty darn good. And if you know the course, you put it to the right side and it's going to shoot it to the left. I'll always remember the one putt I had, who were we playing with that basically told me, he was like, it doesn't look like this. He was like, but if you putt it to the left, it's going to go all the way down to the right. And I was like, what are you talking about? I was like, I'm reading this as huge swinging right to left. And he was like, just trust me. And I did it. And basically, I lipped out and stayed back pin, right below the pit.
Back pin. And that was, I think Steve was telling us.
Yeah, I think it was Steve.
The back pin. I'm a little kicking myself. I don't even have that one on here because that is one of my favorite holes at Stone Lee. For the mere fact, it's not a hard, demanding tee shot. Get it out there. It's a little bit of a dogleg right. Now, you play it left to right, but I don't.
Right.
But no matter where the pin is, it is a different approach shot. Like it is almost a different club on how you hit that in because you want to try to control spin. Short is a wedge, bring it up the hill, come back, hit the hill and come back down. And then the other one, you have to take spin off just to stay on there. And it's a good golf hole. It's a good short golf hole that keeps you. Can make or break a round. I mean, I've had many 9 holes coming into that hole, and it can either get me started or, oh boy, I need to get off the golf course after 9. So that's a good one. That's a really good one. Good call on that one. My last one is River Creek. It is really the only hole. I haven't played there very much, but the one hole I remember, it is the par 4 on the last 18th, running right down the Potomac there. Gorgeous hole. I think it can be played as a par 5. I don't think it is a par 5. I think it's been changed to the par 4 when I was doing my little bit of research to get this going. But just a good hole, good finishing hole. I wanted to make sure I got River Creek on there. They have a couple good ones, but I this is one I always just remember. I remember coaching. I had a good coaching moment when a kid had to he birdied it to shoot like a 32 on the round, which was I was just really impressed. He ended up going like I think he went birdie, eagle, birdie to finish, and it was pretty impressive. So good hole there, good finishing hole. I have it between the 430 number.
I got to do one more. Because I've only done eight.
Well, you passed on one to do an honorable mention. So,
oh no, yeah, you're right, you're right.
But you could, if you want to throw one out there, we'll save your other honorable mention for later. What do you got? Throw me out your other honorable mention one. What do you got?
No, I got number. Okay, honorable mention.
Throw me that honorable mention one.
Honorable mention, Pleasant Valley, okay. Number nine.
Okay.
Once again, tight. Tee box, I mean, a tight hole. You got woods going down right and left. It's a drivable par four, but yet you, as much as you want to go for it, you can't really do it. It's just not worthwhile unless you're controlling the driver really well and really controlling distance too. Because I think I want to say that it's sub 300.
Yeah.
Basically, you know, nice 5-iron off the tee or a hybrid off the tee puts you 100 yards out or 120 yards out. And, you know, nice scoreable hole kind of brings you up right next to the driving range. So your guys.
Yeah, right by the barn there, right?
Yep.
So the only thing about that hole is I actually think it's in Fairfax County, but that's.
No.
I don't think Pleasant Valley is Loudoun County.
Yes, it is.
Is it?
All right. You sure?
If it's not, maybe some of the holes are and some of the holes aren't. I mean, it is very close, but for some reason I thought. That was considered.
I thought Cox Farms was the technically the course might be on that side. You're right.
I like it. It's good a good hole.
Good thing it's on the honorable mention.
That is a good hole. That is one that I know our buddy Fur has talked me into hitting driver on, and I'm like, yeah, I shouldn't, but then I do it anyway. So, but no, good courses so far. So we were going to get back. In the next couple of days, we'll get back together and we will go through our top nine courses. I'll hit some of my honorable mentions. I don't think I've hit any of those yet, so I'll save those because I think we're going to have a little bit more crossover coming up on the other side. But, you know, let us know in the comments. What do you guys think are some of the best holes in Loudoun County? If you think you have one that we haven't seen, reach out to us. Maybe set something up. We'll love to play you. Maybe play a little two-man competition if you got a buddy as well, too. But if you are listening to this, please like, subscribe, check us out. Check us out on YouTube, Spotify. We are out there. We got some exciting things coming up here in the future, and we look forward to sharing it. We look forward to seeing you guys next week for part two of our top 20 holes in Loudoun County.